Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Now it's time for Soundbite of the Week. Let's see. We got four soundbites, and it's very easy to play this little game. You listen, and then you call. That's it. You just decide which one you think should be the Soundbite of the Week. For whatever reason you want it to be Soundbite of the Week, you call and you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on what's different about a Christian funeral.
The Christian has a God who has had a funeral himself. I mean, isn't that incredible? We have a God who died, who was laid in the tomb, and who also had a resurrection, who rose 3 days later. And this means everything for the way that Christians bury their dead and rejoice in the gift of death that God gives to them. Because Jesus, our Lord and God, is not a stranger to death. He breathed out his last breath. He was wrapped in burial clothes and laid in a tomb. And he broke the way out of the tomb on the third day. And this changes absolutely everything.
That's soundbite number one, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. Listen carefully. It's Pastor Clement Preuss on a personal relationship with Jesus.
It's not Christ or grace that ends up being the focus of the attention, but the relationship per se. And I think we have a tendency to analyze how we're feeling about God or how I'm getting along with God, irrespective of the incarnation or the atonement of Jesus Christ. And I fear when people say what matters is that you have a good relationship with Jesus, that to them often means a relationship of my choosing, a relationship the way I like it. And if my relationship with God isn't that good, well, I can twist it and turn it and kind of maybe renegotiate it. And in that sense, the word relationship becomes not a very helpful word, I think, for us in our theological discussions.
Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. Ken Ham recently on the program, what happened to the dinosaurs?
It's not just the dinosaurs that have become extinct. You know, people often say to me, well, why did the dinosaurs become extinct? Well, what happened to the dinosaurs? Well, wait a minute. Well, what about the dodo bird? And what about all the other animals? Why do we have endangered species programs at our zoos and animal parks? If you ask the scientists, they'll give you a list. And there are many, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names of species of animals that have become extinct. Lots of animals become extinct. Some are right on the verge of extinction right now, and they're trying to save these animals from extinction, and whether it's climate change or diseases or killing each other or man killing them or catastrophes, you know, whatever it happens to be. There's all sorts of reasons. Well, the same reasons apply to dinosaurs. What happened to the dinosaurs is very simple. You can sum it up in two words. They died. Lots of animals have died out since the flood. Lots of animals. And so the dinosaurs died too.
All right, that's soundbite number three. So far, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on what's different about a Christian funeral, soundbite number one. Soundbite number two, Pastor Clement Preuss on a personal relationship with Jesus. We just heard soundbite number three, Ken Ham on what happened to the dinosaurs. Get ready to call and vote because here comes soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four this week comes from Dinesh D'Souza, recently on the program, talking about atheists' evidence against the afterlife.
If you asked a Christian, how do you know there's life after death? The Christian would say, I know because of the Bible. I know because of Revelation. And the atheist will laugh and say, that's preposterous. You don't have any evidence. You haven't interviewed any dead guys. You haven't been to the other side of the curtain. You don't know. You're just guessing. And there's some validity to that. So you turn around now and say to the atheist, okay, pal, do you believe there's life after death? And the Richard Dawkins would say, no, I'm confident that there isn't. And you say, but how do you know? Have you interviewed any dead guys? Have you been to the other side of the curtain? What information do you have that the religious believer doesn't have? And it turns out, none at all. So the atheist position, like the believer's position, is essentially a guess in the dark. Both, in a sense, are taking a faith-based position. At least the believer is honest enough to admit it, whereas the atheist, like Richard Dawkins, is deluding himself into thinking he's taking a position based on reason, when he's not.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Now I need to hear from you. I want you to vote for soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. You can email votes to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Listener with the best reason for their vote this Friday will get an LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can always Twitter your votes to us as well, @issuesetc. Soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on what's different about a Christian funeral. Soundbite number two, Pastor Clement Preuss on a personal relationship with Jesus. Soundbite number three, Ken Ham, what happened to the dinosaurs? Or soundbite number four, Dinesh D'Souza on atheists' evidence or lack thereof against the afterlife. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, and phone callers get top priority. Email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. This vote from Kevin in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Tough call this week. I really liked three of them, but I'm voting for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. This topic hits our home congregation, has been struggling with the recent death of a six-year-old boy. In trying to give comfort to the father, I told him that there would be another father who had to bury his son, that being God, our Father himself. Because of that death, we have the sure and certain hope that this boy will be raised well. Pastor Wolfmiller's comments give us additional depth and clarity to those comforting passages of Holy Scripture. I appreciate Pastor Wolfmiller's comments about mourning. We mourn because we are human. My pastor told that mourning is actually a confession of faith, because we are acknowledging that death isn't normal, unlike what the world wants us to think. Kevin, thank you very much for that vote from Maple Grove, Minnesota. What about the rest of you? This break is a great time to call 1-877-623-6943, playing Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Votes via the phone get top priority. Stay tuned. Tuesday, Wednesday,
these days, value affords me a new attitude. It lets me appreciate that I can start my day with more than a $6 cup of coffee, and that I officially have permission to skip dinner out to spend time talking with my family over casserole in. Concordia Publishing House offers Christian products that help me focus on what matters most. Visit any of the three Concordia bookstores downtown, in Kirkwood, and on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton, or shop online at cph.org and find out what a new value attitude looks like in your life.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, click Find a Church.
LCMS Inc. canceled this. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to instantly share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. Old Theology, New Technology, Issues, etc.org, go to the on-demand page and click Share This.
When you hear the words new music for your congregation, do you automatically think of mindless praise music? Well, think again. Liturgy Solutions has new compositions for all seasons of the church year that are firmly grounded in the Reformation truths of Christ for us in Word and Sacrament. Check us out on the web at www.liturgysolutions.com. At Liturgy Solutions, we don't do worship, we're deep into liturgy. www.liturgysolutions.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
Welcome back. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. Looking for your votes, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Mike in Strasburg, Illinois, votes for Dinesh D'Souza. He knows how to cut to the chase, showing atheism as faith-based. That's quite interesting. Mike, thank you very much. It's Friday afternoon, November the 6th. We're coming to you live. This email, a vote for, let's see, well, we'll find out as I read it. Jen in Virginia says, greetings. I would vote for soundbite number one because Pastor Wolfmiller has such a way with words. However, I love soundbite number two, and I guess her vote is for number two. Anytime we can turn the talk about relationship back to Christ on the cross for our sins, I'm happy. Jen at Bull Run, who would like to vote for Jeff's blog pick of the week, too. Excellent blog post. Our All Saints sermon last Sunday talked about miscarriages, and it reminds me of how really natural in this cursed world of death our children are. It goes all the way back to Abel. Praise be to the God that his son died too. Thanks, Jeff. Great pick. This email from Thomas in Alma, Michigan, voting for soundbite number two. He says, I'm torn between two excellent soundbites by Pastor Wolfmiller and Pastor Preuss. Pastor Wolfmiller pointing us to ponder the fact that we Christians have a God who has had a funeral himself is simply awe-inspiring. But given the fact that we live in a day and age when having a personal relationship with Jesus is so greatly abused and confused, I have to give a nod to Pastor Preuss. I can tell you how many times I've heard, I don't need to go to church, I have my own personal relationship with Jesus. People who make this claim sadly do not understand that it is precisely in his church where Jesus establishes, sustains, personal relationships with his disciples through his holy word and sacraments. Would that the current leaders of the LCMS understood this truth. Maybe then they would see the divine service as the critical event rather than the relational missionality they endorse and promote, which is built on the false decision theology of American evangelicalism. So, number two, Pastor Preuss and Pastor Matt Harrison in 2010. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. Don in Junction City, Kansas says, I vote for soundbite number four, Dinesh D'Souza. It's only the gospel that can change the heart of the atheist. There are many obstacles to the gospel, like evolution. We need apologetical evidence to knock down the obstacles to the gospel. Great way of putting it, by the way, Don. Knocking down obstacles to the gospel. Effective apologetics means that all obstacles to the cross are laid waste so that the unbeliever has to cry out for help. The law convicts him of his sin, and the gospel of Christ forgives him. We need to remember that Jesus will always be the stumbling block to the unbeliever. Thomas wanted empirical verification of the resurrection, and Jesus gave it to him. Don, thank you very much for your vote in Junction City. Eric in New Jersey says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number three, the one with Ken Ham, mostly because I'm a fan of this kind of apologetics, although I probably would have voted for soundbite number four for a similar reason, but ultimately, I don't like the reasoning provided. The Christian belief in life after death is mostly, certainly not solely based on faith, but based firmly on what we have been told by God in Scripture, and we know that we have been told this is true and accurate because of the many witnesses of Christ rising from the dead. I agree that the atheist position is grounded in quicksand, but the Christian position is nothing like that. And I agree there, Eric, as well. Thanks for listening in New Jersey. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Haven't decided yet who I'm going to give the bundle package to, but the best vote gets the bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pen, and the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. This vote comes from Paul in Milwaukee. Pastor Wolfmiller's idea of Christ as our example is good, but compromised by the quote-unquote gift of death. Death in the word is the wages of sin. Sorry, Bach, come sweet death. Likewise, Dr. D'Souza, showing that the similarities of argument of Christians and atheists are based on different faiths, is worthy of consideration, but the Christian does not phrase his confession in terms of a guess in the dark, rather a sure and certain hope, etc. What the Hambite shows is, other than all die, escapes me, and so Pastor Preuss is left standing tallest, and stoutly so, by sounding the alarm against a modern and seemingly growing false teaching of the subjective inner self, once again rejecting the external word, this time through a distortion of, quote, relationship in Christianity. One vote for Clement Preuss. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Still time for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, my vote for Soundbite of the Week is Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on what is different about a Christian funeral. The true beauty of a Christian funeral is the sinful world's inability to deny the wages of sin, and the world sees a casket with a dead body. The Christian sees a saint asleep with the Lord. We know our Lord has defeated Satan and the curse of death. Death has no sting for those who die in the Lord. While those of us who remain may and do mourn the passing of a loved one, we can rejoice in the knowledge that next Sunday we will be able to gather again with them at the Lord's Supper and rejoice with all the saints, both in the church militant and the church triumphant. Dennis, thank you very much for that one. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Here's a vote from Facebook. Joseph says, soundbite number two. Thank you very much. And Sarah says, soundbite number three. Also Dave with a vote for soundbite number four. The winner this week of soundbite of the week, soundbite number two, Pastor Clement Preuss on a personal relationship with Jesus.
It's not Christ or grace that ends up being the focus of the attention, but the relationship per se. And I think we have a tendency to analyze how we're feeling about God or how I'm getting along with God, irrespective of the incarnation or the atonement of Jesus Christ. And I fear when people say, what matters is that you have a good relationship with Jesus, that to them often means a relationship of my choosing, a relationship the way I like it. And if my relationship with God isn't that good, well, I can twist it and turn it and kind of maybe renegotiate it. And in that sense, the word relationship becomes not a very helpful word, I think, for us in our theological discussions.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number two, Pastor Clement Preuss on a personal relationship with Jesus. The LPR bundle package goes to Dennis in St. John's, Michigan. Very good insight in your vote, Dennis. Thank you very much. And it just goes to show you don't have to vote for the winner in order to get the LPR bundle package. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback at issuesetc.org, Dennis in St. John's, and we'll send you out the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted, everybody who played and emailed during Soundbite of the Week. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month this month, the Lutheran Study Bible, is a resource that your family needs. Well, your family needs the Word of God, certainly, but the helps that come along with that study Bible are indispensable as well. Also, the devotional material, perfect for the family setting. Find out more about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November, the Lutheran Study Bible, at our website. It's right there on the homepage. I think we got it on every page. Issuesetc.org. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House and ask them about the Lutheran Study Bible, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. When you surf the web this weekend, check out the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. That's also at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Click Donate, and you can find out more about the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Consider joining this monthly or annual donation program. It's a way that we are able to budget our expenses a little bit better, and you are able to give a one-time gift or a monthly gift and kind of forget it until we ask you to renew again. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club, a confessor, an apologist, a reformer, or a patron. At our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote. We certainly do have a relationship with Jesus, but it is not this mutual admiration society that so many people make it out. He's not your boyfriend or your girlfriend. He's not your helper or your coach. It is a very unusual and unique relationship, unlike any other relationship you have in the world. Most relationships are largely reciprocal. It's a 50-50. You give, you take. Maybe 100%, 100%, depending on how you want to look at it. But this one with Jesus that he has established with us by becoming our Savior in his sacrifice at the cross, that he is sealed with us by the water of holy baptism, that he maintains with us by his word and sacraments, that he will see all the way to the very end until he returns to bring us to himself in the resurrection. This relationship is, we got to admit it, largely one-sided. He does all the work, and we reap all the benefits. He gives, and we receive. And this relationship is all his doing from top to bottom. If it isn't, if it depends on you in the least to maintain your relationship with Jesus, and you certainly do have one, but if it depends on you to maintain that relationship, to sweeten it, to make it better, to improve it, to keep it going, then there won't be any relationship. Or worse yet, there will be a relationship, all right, but not the one that you want with your God and your Creator. Jesus does all the work in this relationship. He gives everything, literally everything of himself, including himself, and we reap all the benefits. He does all the loving and we receive all the benefits of his love. He does all the saving, and we are the ones who are saved. And in the end, that's how he likes to keep this relationship. Because if it depended on us, it would fall apart. It doesn't depend on us. He loves us so deeply. He wants so much to have this relationship with us for eternity that he doesn't leave it to the chances of our whims or our ability to maintain it. He just takes charge of it and makes and maintains and keeps it himself. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.